Council will now amend local laws to change the rules about where dogs can roam off-leash at Point Cartwright after a majority voted in favour of the changes at a meeting in Maroochydore yesterday. The move will see dogs banned from the north-facing beach and the rocky foreshore and only be allowed on-leash on the Mooloola River side of the reserve. Division 7 councillor Ted Hungerford, who was one of three councillors who voted against the plan, says there were strong arguments from both sides, making the decision a very hard one.
The people sitting here have to make an informed decision and have the courage to do that. And in this job I've learnt in 20 years, you can't always be universally popular. There's times you've got to make decisions for the right reasons. And you should respect each person here and their courage in doing that.
Members of the community who are strongly against the ban say they're extremely disappointed and will consider their legal options. The name change of a Budrum roundabout will be made official today to honour Peter Van Beek. The 88-year-old, affectionately known as Budrum's waving man, passed away in hospital in June last year after suffering a stroke and is dearly missed by the hundreds of commuters who he'd wave to at the bottom of Budrum's Ballinger Road each morning and afternoon during the school drop-off and pick-up. After receiving a petition with more than 2,500 signatures, council agreed to rename the spot Peter's Roundabout. It's magpie swooping season again across the Sunshine Coast. Our black and white friends are nesting, which means a small number of male birds get a bit overprotective of their babies. Magpie expert Professor Daryl Jones says if you're getting swooped, stop and face the bird.
And so back away from the direction that the thing came from. So always attack from behind. And so if they know you're looking at them, they won't come for you.
There's already been several encounters reported to the Magpie Alert website this month. One at Batinia, where a cyclist says they were swooped twice, the aggressive bird hitting their neck and ear and drawing blood. And a state funeral will be held in Caloundra today for former Queensland Premier Mike Ahern, who passed away earlier this month following a battle with cancer. The National Party leader served as Premier for 2 years between 1987 to 89.